Britain's King Charles III welcomed President Joe Biden to Windsor Castle Monday for meetings ahead of a NATO summit later this week. Biden is working to firm up support for Ukraine in its counteroffensive and beyond. The visit comes as pressure has been mounting to admit Sweden to the NATO alliance and as controversy swirls around Biden's decision to send cluster bombs to Ukraine. After the Windsor welcome, it was off to 10 Downing Street, where Biden met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Couldn't be meeting with a closer friend and a greater ally. And we've got a lot to talk about. And I think we're doing well. I think we're moving along in a way that's positive. But our relationship is rock solid. People in the United States, Great Britain. And I look forward to our discussions.
Yeah, me too.
Sunak says he's looking forward to continued conversations on economic cooperation and more.
But also we head from here to NATO and Vilnius, where we stand as two of the firmest allies in that alliance, and I know we'll want to do everything we can to strengthen Euro-Atlantic security. But great pleasure to have you here.
Their discussions included maintaining a united front in support of Ukraine, but they also discussed a more uncomfortable issue, cluster bombs. The United Kingdom, along with more than 120 other countries, bans their use, but not the United States, or Russia, or Ukraine. The UK opposes their use, but the Biden administration points out that Russia has already used them in Ukraine. In a State Department briefing Monday, spokesperson Matthew Miller described it as a very difficult decision for the administration.
Ukraine is in the middle of a counteroffensive that requires an enormous amount of artillery, and that they are at a point where they are running low on the type of artillery artillery rounds that they need. And we needed to bridge the period from when they will run low on those stocks to when we can provide them with new stocks based on the manufacturing that we've turned on both here and abroad in the past number of months.
Biden also held a meeting with King Charles III, along with philanthropists and business leaders, where they discussed action on climate change, a priority issue for King Charles. Grant Shapps is Britain's Secretary of State for Energy Security and Net Zero. He greeted Biden with a nod to one of the American president's signal legislative accomplishments.
We are enormously pleased to see the Inflation Reduction Act doing something we thought we may never see happen in the United States, which is for the world's biggest economy to join the rest of us in this big journey to get to a cleaner, safer world.
He emphasizes the urgency of the issue.
When parts of the world whose carbon footprint isn't particularly significant now come up to speed, if we haven't solved this climate transition, if we haven't solved the energy transition, I should say, then we will not have a chance because it will come on us too quickly and too late.
While Biden was in England, he received the welcome news that Turkey has withdrawn its objections to Sweden joining the NATO alliance. On Tuesday, Biden will travel to Vilnius, Lithuania, for a summit of NATO's 31 member nations. And after that, it's off to Helsinki, Finland, for a summit of Nordic countries, where Biden will commemorate Finland's inclusion in NATO. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.